You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
OBM, Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. Make your number one pick the preferred document services provider of the Browns, OBM. With OBM's exclusive guarantees and their designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town, they made unconditional fans out of all their customers. Only OBM has all the X's and O's for your office when putting together a Sharp Products playbook for your business. Call 216-485-2000 or visit ohiobusinessmachines.com. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm in the Dog Bowl in Berea. We're looking to track down Jim Donovan, the voice of the Cleveland Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. If he joins us, that's great. In the meantime, we're going to go to Stan.
Stan, my man!
What's up, Stan?
Stan?
Stan, are you there?
Dad.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey! Oh, hey! Stanny!
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are man. You?
Oh, I'm just fine. First of all, I wanted to say that this program is great. I hope it continues next year.
Thank you.
All three of you deserve a pay raise based on performance.
Thank you.
And I think that during the season next year, you need to talk to the management. You need to extend this program by another hour. I think it would be a good thing. There's a lot of things that could be said that aren't being said. But anyways...
Thank you, Stan.
Really, the other thing is that... here's what I think Johnny needs to do, all right? And this is just a recommendation from me.
Yep.
And this is all religious denominations, okay? There was a lot of troops that went over to Afghanistan and over to Iraq and all over the map that were disabled from all different faiths. And they went to Lourdes in Spain for a pilgrimage. And they came back with a better outlook on life, okay? I think that would maybe be a good idea. And you know this reference of sample size? Personally, I don't like that because I've had all kinds of samples of different, and they all come in small sizes, big sizes. Liquid.
I love Costco.
Whatever.
Love the samples at Costco.
You know, but I hope there. And the other thing is that Farmer, and I'm glad that Jimmy came out and gave Farmer and Patton the thumbs up for next year. And I hope that there's closure on the issue when Farmer said that Jimmy didn't have anything to do with that decision to take Manziel. I'll hang up and listen. Gentlemen, have a healthy new year. And
thank you,
stay
sir.
Safe.
All right.
Stay safe.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, Stan. Appreciate that.
I will stay safe. I will have to crawl into my room to pass out in my bed on New Year's Eve.
That is smart. It is a good idea there. 216-578-0850, we get on board. All right, we're going to hand out our grades here for this Baltimore Ravens game. Final time that we do the grades on a regular season game for this season. Start the quarterback position, Connor Shaw, 14 of 28, 177 yards, one interception, ran nine times, lost a fumble on a botched snap, center exchange with Nick McDonald as well. I'm going to give him a B minus because for Connor Shaw to come off the practice squad, have the lead in Baltimore in the fourth quarter at 10-3 on the road against a team that needed to win this game to get to the playoffs, I thought was impressive. I thought the D played great, obviously, but I thought he showed preparation. I thought he showed toughness. We know that he was, unfortunately urinating blood after the game due to some of the big hits he took. I think that there's no question in my mind. I don't know if Connor Shaw's got the arm talent to be an NFL quarterback, but he's got the mind. He has got the heart. He's got the determination, the focus, the passion, the commitment, the dedication, the desire, every intangible you could possibly have to make it in this team, I believe, to make it in this league. Connor Shaw possesses. Will he ultimately have the talent to go a long way in this league? I don't know, but he's got everything else that you could possibly want in a young man and a quarterback, and I thought he showed that with his poise, his toughness, his grittiness, and I thought it was just a great performance and one that I hope Johnny Manziel can watch and learn from.
Absolutely, and I'm obviously going to be a little bit more critical And I'm going to give him a C+, so not too far. And I wanted to dip into the C range just because it was average. But he does have all those things that you talked about. You know, the frustrating things for me is, again, the quarterback-center exchange. You know, after five plays and 43 yards, I think we were driving. You know, again, we get no points, not even three in the red zone in a game that, you know, it could have mattered. And then after that, they go three and out, three and out, three and out. You know, 10 plays, 55 yards, get a field goal. And then, you know, and then again, lastly is, you know, 2-3 and outs late in the football game in the fourth quarter when it really mattered. That would have been Connor Shaw and this offense opportunity to kind of clap back at Joe Flacco after they go three plays, 60 yards, you know, six plays, you know, 60 yards and go touchdown, touchdown. We go three and out, three and out. So it's and then again, that's a reflection of the quarterback, but more so the offensive unit. So for that reason, I give him a C+. Passing grade.
He certainly missed some throws. There's no question.
That
he
dig, the big dig in the middle, just Gabriel. Bad timing, rookie mistake.
And he was under a lot of duress in this game, pressured on 14 of his 24 dropbacks. They were able to get pressure, four sacks on him. They did a very good job getting pressure, but given where he was on the practice squad all year, I thought a gritty performance. The running backs, Terrence West, came out at home, and I thought had a very good game in his return to Baltimore, 18 carries, 94 yards, and a touchdown, including 36-yard run, which was the season long for the Cleveland Browns, added two catches for 12 yards. So 106 total yards on 20 touches and a score. Very effective game for him. Isaiah Crowell was limited as they kind of really featured West. He produced 22 total yards on five touches. So both guys fairly efficient. Crow didn't do great running the football, four carries, 6 yards, but West certainly did. I'm going to give them a B+ in this one. I thought that they played well, and Terrence West had a very good game against a tough Baltimore defense.
He did. I'm going to give them a B+ as well. The coaching staff gave Crow his opportunity in Atlanta. He got two touchdowns there, played well in front of his home fans. And T. West goes 18 for 94 with a touchdown in Baltimore. So it was great to have them showcase their ability in front of their family. Would have loved to see both of them turn over into wins, though.
Absolutely, as would I. Wide receivers, Taylor Gabriel led the team, three catches, 66 yards. Hawk, 4 for 33. Travis Benjamin, just one catch for 9 yards. Rodney Smith was not targeted in this game. We know Josh Gordon was inactive for this one. The receivers, Gabriel had the nice play to set up the touchdown down the sideline, the 49-yarder. Just missed another big one, but really not a ton there. Not necessarily their fault, not a ton. Hawk did have that one drop early again. But overall, I would give the wide receivers of the team a C. I thought they were just average.
I'm going to go C as well, and I think the frustrating thing for me, and even if you go back, maybe I will give Connor Shaw that B- to match you, Nathan, instead of the C+ and B average, because you know, getting the news late in the week that Josh Gordon will not be, you know, out on the field is something that he had to deal with, and I'm sure Kyle Shanahan and Connor Shaw had in their mind, you know, giving him some opportunities to go up and make plays, which is always a comfort level for any quarterback, especially in their first start.
No question. Who played well then on the tight end position? Jordan Cameron, three catches, 41 yards. Didn't see really anything from Jim Dre. And Gary Barnidge played only five snaps on offense. I didn't think the blocking was fantastic for the offensive line and the tight ends ultimately in this one, but I thought they were there. Cameron, you know, had the nice big play to set up what should have been a scoring drive early. You know, again, a B. I'll give him a B- for that group.
I'll give him a C+ for all those same reasons. Again, I think there was leakage. You know, some of those sacks came from the interior. Some of them came around the edge. And I thought, but again, that's a Baltimore defense team with Dumervil and Suggs that, you know, both have over 30 sacks combined.
And go to the offensive line now on that side. They did a good job. Terrence West averaging 5 yards carry. But I thought Connor Shaw was under too much pressure. He was hit. He was hurried 8 times, hit 3 times. I think he was hit more than that. Sacked 4 times on the day. I thought it was just overall a rough, rough day for the line in the sense that when they needed to protect Connor Shaw, they really weren't able to do so. Now, this is a team that can really get after the quarterback. We talked about 7 quarterback hits, I'm sorry, on the day, 4 sacks. They had double-digit hurries. I thought the offensive line could have played better. The botch exchanged as well. That
cost points.
That could cost points. That could be on Nick McDonald, but I'll give them a C. I thought that, you know, nothing spectacular from the offensive line.
I concur. I'll go with a C as well, and I just think that, you know, this offseason will be big for a lot of Cleveland Browns, the probably the biggest, well beyond even Johnny Manziel and any potential quarterback here is Alex Mack and his recovery. The sooner he can get better, the better, because he's a Pro Bowler. He's an All-Pro every single year, and we now know why and what he means to this football team.
No question about it. Let's go ahead and go now to the defensive side of the ball. The defensive line, John Hughes returned 7 tackles on the day. I thought he played his heart out, played very, very well. Billy Wynn had some nice plays as well. 2 tackles for loss on the day for him, a quarterback hit. I thought the D-line actually stepped up, and I know Justin Forsett ended up with 119 yards on the day and 7 yards a carry, but it was pretty much bottled up until the game was in some ways out of hand, and he ripped off 3 runs of 20 yards or more to really kind of buttress his totals there at the end of the day. But overall, I thought this D-line did well for about 3 quarters.
Sure.
I thought for 3 quarters the D-line had was an A. They were pressuring Joe Flacco, but then at the end of the day, it completely disappeared. There was no pressure. Flacco picked them apart, and they were able to run the football at will. So I'll give them a B. I thought John Hughes, very strong game. Billy Wynn, one of his best games as well.
Yeah, I'll go B with B as well. And I think, Nathan, what happened towards the end of the football game, and it's kind of a story of our football season, is there's such been a revolving door on the defensive line. One guy's in, one guy's out. We've got Ruben, we've got Taylor, we've got Hughes. They all missed time towards the end. And I think, you know, Baltimore, when the game was kind of in hand and they needed some of those runs, they just started to stress our defense, and guys were getting up there in reps. You got to figure John Hughes hadn't played a football game in, you know, in 6 weeks. And it was it wasn't the scheme and it wasn't the individual. It was just their gap responsibility and the way in which that defensive front was working with their outside linebackers. You know, Kruger and Mingo were working next to different guys each and every week. And it's tough. You develop that rapport. You develop that trust with guys on where they're going to be. And when it's constantly changing, it's very tough to become accustomed to.
It is, and that was a part that was supposed to be a strength of this team, and then as you talked about, the season went on, injuries, et cetera, tough on that D-line, but I thought John Hughes coming back really showed
yes,
something.
Yes, his activity level.
When he left, I thought that he was playing the best of any Browns defensive lineman when he got hurt and came back and picked up right where he left off. Let's look at the linebackers. Craig Robertson led the team, 9 tackles, 2 for loss. Dansby, 8 tackles on the day. They did take advantage of the linebackers in coverage 3 different times, picking up 68 yards on 3 passes to Daniels and Gilmore. So I thought they struggled a little bit in coverage, but overall the linebackers played well. And then you add in Paul Kruger. He had another sack, giving him 11, a career high to lead the team this season. That was a big play that took the Ravens out of field goal range at the end of the first half. Scott Solomon didn't have the impact he had in the first game, but still I thought, you know, showed up and played hard. I thought the linebackers were good B for the linebackers.
Yeah, I'll go B as well. Again, nothing extraordinary. You know, and I think also, too, this is a defense that's been beaten up, that's had to play with different guys each and every week, so mix and match, next man up mentality. And I think that you know, can affect the defense as a whole, but then also, too, with the lack of production by the offense week after week as the season came to a close, that starts to wear on you. I don't care who you are, how well you eat, how much you can lift. After 17 weeks of playing, you know, 15 to 20 snaps per week, in addition to what your body's accustomed to, it's very tough.
It certainly is. And now we'll look at the defensive backfield again. I thought for the majority of this game, they played very, very well. But the last few possessions of fourth quarter got away from them. Joe Flacco, 22 of 36, 312 yards, 2 scores on the day. Both touchdown passes coming on Buster Screen at the end of the day. I thought Hayden played well other than the one pass. He gave up 3 passes defense despite the flu. I thought they did pick on Buster a little bit in this one. Both Steve Smith, Torrey Smith had some success against him. You saw both touchdowns, one to Kamar Aiken and Torrey Smith, go against him there. You got some quality snaps from Pierre Desir. I also thought you got some good snaps from Kaywan Williams.
Yeah, for sure.
Who played well at a pass breakup in the end zone. Again, Dante Whitner, solid. Jim Leonard, solid in his final game of his NFL career, but not enough in that secondary. They didn't come up with the turnovers this week. They didn't
Correct.
Come up with that one big play to help the team. But again, I'll give them a B. I thought overall the defense played well. It's just tough to play that level of defense for so long when you're not getting the offensive support on the other
side.
It is.
I'm going to give him a B plus. And again, you talk about the throws that Joe Hayden gave up. I mean, it was just a great throw and a great catch. And at that point, he's giving up, you know, 3, 4, 5 inches to Torrey Smith, who just goes up and gets it. And I think, you know, maybe 100% Joe Hayden, you know, makes an act on the ball sooner to bat it away prior to getting in that position. But overall, I thought what I loved about the defensive backs and what leaves me so optimistic about the way they've been playing and the way they turn the ball over moving into next football season is they compete for every football. You know, there's not just – it's not pitch and catch out there. It may seem that way sometimes, and when it is, it's schematics because they're playing off in some type of zone. But when they're in that man-press situation, Joe Haden recovers the best of anybody in the business.
He sure does.
And he competes to knock the ball out, stick it in, and I appreciate that from them and the effort that they gave. And that, too, is one inclination that I get, that these guys are bought into Jim O'Neill and Mike Pettine's system, and more so the head man continuing to fight. And as we said yesterday, there were multiple guys on this football team that coming down the final stretch here that could have packed it in, that didn't, that went out and competed. And that is playing like a football Brown.
It is playing like a Brown. Special teams, I'm going to give an A too. I thought Spencer Lanning did a good job averaging 44 yards a punt. Hartley made his field goal. The return teams did a good job, and they did a great job against Jacoby Jones. In fact, even inducing a penalty.
Yes, they did.
Johnson Batamosi. Quick bit of news for the Browns here real quickly. The Browns signed kicker Travis Coons and kicker Kerry Spear to the reserve futures list. Coons, undrafted free agent out of Washington, was in training camp with Tennessee. Spears, undrafted free agent out of Vandy, spent training camp with the Eagles, a native of Mayfield Village, and graduated from Mayfield High School. So a local guy there. We'll be back tomorrow with one more Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford for 2014. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying Happy New Year. We'll talk to you mañana.